The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that, he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. This flower looks very good. What, whom it belongs to? The church, yes. So yes, give glory to God that he can make this beautiful. Looks good, and thank you for all those who are able to do the decorations in the church and your ministry, and able to bring those flowers, beautiful flowers of the season, and it is amazing. Thank you for your belonging to God, that you give God your weekend. You are able to come to worship our God. So thank you for your coming to be faithful to God's call, that how he nourishes and nurtures us. If we do not eat him, if we do not feed him ourselves with his grace, yes, we can be again in the realm where Satan can take us away from our understanding. So let us be grateful to God as well, that he inspires us to come over here in the church. Let us be grateful, are able to give the taxes for give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Yes, we have to give the taxes, yes. And that's why our roads are proper. Some are still building, electricity, running water, going to the, yes, all the safety firefighters are there, and all kind of infrastructures for the from the government we get. And those are the places where we are, where we want to be grateful and thankful how we are able to be served. And more than that, yes, again, today the gospel is inviting us to ponder that we are the citizens of both of this earth and of also heaven. But more than that, even we belong to God. And that is what we want to know more. How wonderful to know that we belong to God in our hearts, no matter what happens, no matter who says what, but when we know that we belong to God on this earth and in also in heaven, and that is the acknowledgement, that is the reality of our lives, and that is what we try our best to recognize, that we belong to God. And that's why you have come for Mass. And thank you for the little ones here, so many. I don't know where they came from, but yes, there are many. Big number, yes. Good, thank you. And you can see their hearts are pure. From inside and outside, they are the same. And yes, inside and outside, they are the same. And that is what they are aware, they belong to God. And that is what we adults are trying our best to understand. Though our minds and our intelligence are very sharp, but we start not like them. No, they are smarter than us, yes. I did the 8:30 Mass over there at St. Robert's, and yes, there were so many little ones were singing, means they were crying. Lots of crying, yeah, from every side, and yeah, some people can get offended by that. Hey, take to the baby's room. Yes, but no, yeah, they are the like angels singing, cherubim and seraphim. Even the cantor's daughter, the little one, singing. But yes, that is what she is singing, cherubim and seraphim. So yes, how wonderful to know that we belong to God. So whether we know or not, that is our acknowledgement, our journey of faith whole time. We know people who are not what they appear to be. We know all people who want us to believe that they are something, and they are not. Sadly, they live the lives of pretense. Sometimes the movie stars, sometimes the celebrities, they do not able to live the life, authentic life, of who they are, what they are, and that is the challenge. They might come to church, some of them. They say all the right things. They seem to be friends with all the important people, but it can be also possible to pretend. And that is the many actors and actresses, they wear the masks. The masks, yeah. Not for the Halloween. I'm not talking about Halloween, but yes, that is our, we try our best to mask our faces, mask our lives, and that is yes, some kind of facade that we can be aware and we can be, yes, we can be misled as well. So that is the religiosity can be of shame, all because they can be self-centered. Instead of being God-centered, it is very easy to be self. On the other hand, we also know the people who don't seem to be religious at all. But yes, they do with their actions. They don't go to church even sometimes. And we admire and appreciate there are so many people who are like that. They don't have religious association even. Yet they truly, they are wonderful, remarkable human beings. And they do add beauty in the human life. They do add in the universe that they are beautiful people. But certainly they are lacking something. They have something lacking. Yes, they appear sometimes. They can be also sad. You cannot give what you do not have, and that comes from deep inside. When we acknowledge that we are sons and daughters of God, we belong to God. When we are able to understand that part. Today in the first reading, we hear Prophet Isaiah is talking about King Cyrus, the king of Persia. He has conquered Israel, he has conquered all the people of Israelites and taken them to captivity. And he can do whatever he wants because he has the control, he has the power. But he knows these people are religious people. These people obey God. And I am afraid of that God. And I respect that God. So I do not know much about him, but I will allow these people to go back. Go back to their place, to their country, and rebuild the temple of God. And he honors the God who is unknown to him. He's a pagan, but God works through him as well. God works through unknown people. He works with some people whom we do not know. He works through them as well. It is his power. It is his control. This beautiful weather belongs to him. Sunshine, it belongs to him. Everything belongs to him. And he works through that king. Today in the gospel we hear that how these Pharisees and Sadducees are trying to trap Jesus. They are trying their best. Today we got him. Yeah, we got him today. We'll track him such a way that he cannot shake his body. Mm-hmm. You are not knowing who he is. Yes, he is the Son of God. Yes, and he has all the answers. So if he says, why you why you do not obey. If he says you obey the Caesar, then the Jewish people will get mad. The Jesus said, pay the tax. He would be aiding the Roman occupiers when he's saying pay the tax to them. So he's supporting the Roman emperor. If he says no, if he refuses, he would be breaking the Roman law and subject to arrest. So both ways they are trying to trap him. But he cannot be. Jesus simply destroys their vicious intention. He replied, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give to God what belongs to God. So what we have not considered is the person who is religious on the outside and truly spiritual on the inside is our God, who knows inside and outside of each and every one of us, and he knows what is the intentions of Pharisees. Yes, we can be sometimes may not be able to walk our life of inside and outside, and that is our children represent, that they are pure in their intentions and with their hearts. And it is we can be sometimes even told by some people, you hypocrites, if you are only acting like a hypocrite, but inside our hearts are full of malice. And yes, sometimes our sons and daughters can get mad with us. But yes, it doesn't matter. When you belong to God, when you understand his presence in your life, and you are able to worship him, you are able to come, glory and honor you are able to give to him, that is what he wants. We are not perfect all the time. But yes, all those Catholics who cannot come, they do not come to church because they blame us, those who come over here, that you hypocrites. But no, it doesn't matter whether what they say or don't say. When we come to God, we come for God. We belong to God. And that is what we want to know. Yes, we cannot be perfect, but yes, we are looking for that perfection. We are looking each and every day coming to God. But we can be, yes, sometimes distracted by those kind of criticisms and those kinds of judgment that they do for us. But again, yes, the first reading is telling us, I am the Lord and there is no other. There is no God beside me. And that is what we have to know again and again. God is everything for us. We can have our false God, and they can be very tempting, that we make of power and domination of others and exercise of control over others. That can be a false God. The God we can be again making false, making the possessions, the material accumulations of wealth beyond our required for the dignified life, can be a false God. We can be tempted even for making pleasures and comforts the ultimate goal, soothing our senses and physical satisfaction and enjoyment. And that is the Satan's way of trapping, and that is false God. So the God we can be thinking about, the security of our lives, health and environment and everything, can be also leading us to false God. But again, Jesus is inviting us, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, give to God what is God's. Yes, we know that there are many people who can entertain us, who can make music and make us dance. There are people who are talented in different ways. There are people who can be lifting our spirit with love, who can be helping us this and that. But what about our soul? Who can be satisfying our soul? Only to whom we belong to is God, that he can go deeper inside. So we can go to any places and eat all kinds of food, but what is the main menu? And that is what we have to know. The steak, main menu of the saints. Yes, just think about the main menus of the saints, and that is what God is inviting us. They know that God loves them. Saints know we belong to God, and that is our ultimate goal. That is what we try our best when we come to this church. So let us be grateful to God for all the blessings, and continue to say that we belong to you, Lord. And yes, you nourish and nurture us through the sacraments, nourish and nurture us with the gospel, the scriptures. So our keep coming to God doesn't go in vain. So ask the grace of God that we continue to come to him often, and looking for his grace and power so that we will have our eternal reward. May God bless you as you come for this Sunday and as you are able to come and give glory and honor to God. May God bless you.